You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
This is week 159 of Destiny Pizzas. Today is Monday, June 6th, 2016. 6-6-16.
Whoa.
Almost the Devil's Day.
Almost.
I think this is...
10 years ago.
10 years ago was the Devil's Day. So now it's like the awkward years where I'm starting to act out a little bit. Mm-hmm. Not so much a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they say their first cuss word.
Could happen.
Maybe they drink a bit of alcohol. I don't know what...
Who knows?
Kids are 10 are doing anymore. But
I don't know, man. That's this new era with smartphones as kids. I don't know how it works.
Snapchatting dick pics.
Yeah, right? That's what you do when you're 10. You're like, I got to do your first dick pic, right?
Wait, did I ever? Oh, no, that was at work. I was talking about. Oh, wait, I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
Did we say that yet?
We did not.
Let's tarnish our names now that they know who we are. Let's tell them the horrible things.
We're just going to go the whole time not saying our names. They'll be like, who took over this podcast?
Yeah. Who is talking about this vile stuff?
You should do that one time. Release an episode that's not us.
That's not named. No, it's us. Oh, wait, not
or
us.
Or that, too. Both those things.
No.
One, where we don't name it.
Okay, who do we get to replace us?
I don't know.
Brian and Uksher. It'll be a silent podcast.
Yeah, I don't know how it would work.
Would we generate all the news still? Or do we just take a week off?
I almost feel like we have to generate the news or they won't do it.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be hard enough to get them to do it.
To do it.
But,
Well, it's like...
Let alone
it's a podcast. Do you listen to What Say You still?
No, I stopped.
Yeah, I don't like it because they do. Whenever they did the JV episodes where they did...
Exactly, they did it way too much. I was like, I'm not even going to try to listen. And then,
so you're trying to fail this podcast.
That's true. Good point. Good point. Never mind. Scratch that idea. Stupid. We'll do it and we'll record. We'll be us, but we won't...
But we won't say our names.
Now it's just us.
Which reminds me of a YouTube video that one of our friends... You know how we have a friend that... Well, no, I wouldn't even say friend anymore. She went to school with us freshman year of high school and then she moved to Canada. So we knew her for 8 months. And for some reason, I still kept in contact
with
her.
Come on, that makes you... That's pretty close connection, man. Someone from, like, was that 8 years ago? How long ago is that now?
God damn.
A long time ago now.
Yeah, no, almost 12 years ago.
12 years. Yeah, I mean, that's a...
So
that's still a friend, right?
Yeah, she uploaded a YouTube video because I guess she and her friend are very into beer. And they didn't use their real names, though. Like, it's a YouTube video,
did
so you see their
names?
Face. They use fake names.
Oh.
And it freaked me out, because I was like...
Is this the right person?
I was like, why does this person look exactly like someone I know? And she posted it on her Facebook.
That is bizarre.
Yeah.
But isn't that people... Haven't people been on our podcast, they won't... Even like Alex, when he's not say his last name, yet you can easily like track him who he is.
Yeah,
if you did
because
research.
I think I put his last name. In the,
I think you put it everywhere, but he won't say it on the podcast. But I feel like,
do you think he does that for really like professional reasons? Like the same reason people don't like he doesn't have his real last name on his Facebook profile.
Oh, maybe that's the reason too. Why I did not know that.
Because I remember the first time someone did that out of high school, like after we graduated high school, or maybe it's after like they graduated college. When I was still in college, and our friend, one of our friends, I'll just say his first name, Nick, he asked me, like, hey, did this guy, like, is he in some sort of, like, identity program or something? Like, why did he change? Because he changed his last name to his middle name.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ran into him at, like, a party, and I was like, hey, what's up, man? Like, I noticed you changed your name on Facebook. Is there a reason you did that? And he's like, yeah, I'm looking for a job, and I don't want them to find me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that makes sense, I guess, kind of, but not really.
Yeah. I feel like if you try hard enough, you can. If you really...
I did the opposite thing, where if you type in Drew Patel on Facebook, my name still shows up.
Oh. Trying to get more searches.
Yeah, because I know most people don't know me by my real name. Well, yeah. I'm getting better by that.
Some people put crazy things on Facebook, though.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like... We don't have anything that's, like, terrible.
The worst thing we have is this podcast.
Yeah, they're like, I have a podcast.
Which I'm excited when we get any listeners more.
Exactly.
So
I will try to track them. And if I'm trying to get a job where I want people, I'll be like, I'll put podcast as the first first century.
Yeah, I'll put it on my resume.
They're like, wait a second.
They're like, oh, this guy's a podcaster. Like, what does that even mean?
Like, and hopefully they'll be like, I have to do so much research just to make sure they'll keep just listening to a bunch of episodes.
Yeah, I just constantly apply for jobs. Exactly. Even though just, I don't, I'm not even looking for a job.
Exactly.
On my resume, it says podcast.
Just to get people to search and listen to the podcast.
That would be an interesting way to get listeners.
Yeah, be like,
it'd be a lot of
listen
work,
to this podcast.
Though. If
it
I'm
would
not
be a lot
expecting,
of work.
I think that's the worst thing.
I feel like they wouldn't even do it.
I hated interviewing like, for jobs. I mainly did it in high school, and then I had to do it a few times in college.
I don't think anyone likes it. I guess it depends where it is. I guess it could be there could be some fun places to interview,
where?
But I think I don't know.
Like a circus.
Circus maybe.
You're dressed as a clown.
Yeah, I feel like that'd be
if you
fun.
Are a clown. I don't know. Maybe if you're like an animal handler. Do you bring an animal? You think?
No, definitely not. I think they got the animals there.
That'd be pretty cool if you did bring the animal, though. You're like a tiger handler, and you just bring a tiger.
They'd be like, if you hire me, you get the tiger, too.
Yeah.
I think
they probably provide the animals.
They're like, we need regulations, man. Yeah. You can't just be bringing in tiger. I don't know where that came from.
Anyways, let's talk about dicks, because that's what the original tangent.
Right, right.
So, at work, one time, we were talking about how... I think it was my coworker's nephew or something, I guess... Kids in like first grade were taking pictures of the penis, like their penises,
really?
Like handing them around.
What?
Like on phone, like they had phones or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
It makes the story doesn't really make any sense to me.
Okay.
And I was like, that's no big deal because in first grade, a kid like took off his pants under the lunch table and showed his penis to everyone in the class. It's the same thing, is what my defense was.
Yeah, but now it's on a phone and now it could get to the internet easily. And then
maybe it was, what if it was like an iPod Touch?
That doesn't make it better. I don't know. The fact that it's an image means it can go anywhere.
Do you think elementary schools provide Wi-Fi? In high school, it was hard to get Wi-Fi. Like, some of us had Wi-Fi because we knew someone who had access to Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think that's more, so out of touch.
I feel like you have to have, like, school-wide Wi-Fi, right?
And it's just, like, super protected.
Yeah. I feel like it's just got to be, like, firewalled. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like, they do like the nanny network stuff. Like,
yeah, I assume. But it's got to be, right?
Or Net Nanny or whatever it's called.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
It was. I mean, all the school computers were.
Yeah, well, it's the same as like college, I would think, now in high schools.
No, but college, mine was unprotected.
Oh, mine was like a...
You could do whatever you want, but then it was tied back to your account, so they'd find you.
Yeah, that's the same type of thing. So yeah. I'm assuming it would just be like that.
No, I think in high school, it'd just be like, you can't. Because remember in high school, we couldn't use like Google image search. So then you'd have to go to like Google UK and then use image search to get around it.
Because
For some reason, the people who set up those networks weren't smart. Or the proxy, or the, I forgot what they're called. I used to set them up at work too. Anyways.
Well, yeah, well, like, the kids are always going to be ahead of whatever guy they get to like do security on like a school. It's not like they get a high tech.
I would like to see people try to get around my shit at work.
Well, I'm saying
I'm like fucking Joseph Stalin. I control the outside world. There is no communication with the outside world unless I allow it.
Yeah, but you would.
Except for
you
my own computer. My own computer is like I have Reddit and I have Plex running and I have Netflix running, and then everyone else is like can't even look
like,
at like the news.
Yeah, try to go to the news. They're like spam. They can't do this.
They go to Time. They go to NewYorkTimes.com and it just brings up company news.
Tailored news to specific.
It's like it's aviation news and then Hansa Logistics news.
It's the only thing you need. You don't need to know about the
outside
world.
You don't need to know the outside world. I don't give a shit who dies when we're at the company. I'll spread that news. I'm TMZ.
You're the source.
I'm New York Times.
How does he always get it first?
Yeah, it's because I'm the only one that has access. Well, I mean, then people got smart and they're like, oh, I could just turn off the Wi-Fi on my phone. And then we stopped providing Wi-Fi in the company. Okay. But I still have Wi-Fi at work because I set it up.
Ah.
That's how you do it. You set it up.
Yeah, then you'll have access.
You have access. But yeah, so is it controversial? Like the dick pic in an elementary school. I saw that guy. Did I tell you? I ran into him again?
No.
I've run into him a few times. Oh. Like, I don't say anything to him.
Mm-hmm.
But then whoever I'm with, I'm like, I've seen that kid's penis. Like,
yeah. That's bizarre.
Because remember, he got expelled for it. I don't know if he got expelled or if his mom was just like, we got to send him to a different school.
Yeah, I don't know the whole story of what exactly happened.
Do you remember that?
I don't remember it, but I remember talking.
I remember like where it was.
Yeah.
I probably, if we went back and the tables are in the same formation, I could point to exactly which table it was and where he sat and the lights to me. I'm like Dexter with blood splatters and shit. It's like dick angles.
I know exactly. Came from this angle and here and I was here.
And I was here. Because it just seems so strange to me. Because like, I don't even think I knew. Because I think he did it like 3 times and I didn't know the first time. And then the second time, someone's like, dude, this guy's showing his dick on the table.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's
weird. So bizarre. You're like, what is going on?
What the fuck is going on?
I don't understand.
And then there's the girl who never wore underwear and always wore dresses out of school.
Oh.
So to be fair, it's not just like I was looking at dicks. So, I was an equal opportunity.
Yeah. This is the thing you remember and I just don't.
Yeah.
Don't know. Remember this.
Everyone. Story. So that's what I'm saying. Kids are going to find a way. Yeah.
But I think.
One of them's more dangerous.
Yeah.
Because iCloud exists.
That's what I'm saying. It could go anywhere.
Yeah, once you take a picture.
Once it's on an electronic device, it can go in it. Even if it's just like a Polaroid, once it's somewhere.
Do you think this guy who showed his dick, he probably remembers? It's safe to say that, right?
Yeah.
Do you think he thinks anyone talks about it still?
No, probably not. Like, everyone forgot that, right?
The thing is, I see this guy so far from Mission Viejo.
Yeah.
That I feel like one day I should just go up to him and be like, hey. Remember that time you showed you? Now he looks scary, though. He looks like he has an edge, like there's an edge to him.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just
wonder if he would just say, I don't remember that. But he would really remember it, but he would say he doesn't remember it to you.
Yeah.
Just to be like,
oh, this guy's weird.
Yeah, this guy, they're the weird one. You got no picture. If you had done it modern day, there'd
be a picture.
It's out there somewhere, even though people get arrested for having those images.
Yeah. Not just arrested. Like you're on a list.
Oh, you're on a list. Yeah.
I think you end up on a sex offender list.
Oh yeah, definitely. That's what I'm saying. Like, what when their first graders are doing that around? They're like, I gotta delete this shit, or like,
no. What do you? I don't know.
Because you're gonna get busted. Like, literally, there's no.
But you might not know that. Like, we learned about sexual harassment in fourth grade, I think, third or fourth grade.
Wait, the kids don't know, but like the adult. Like, who owns the device or whatever?
I guess it'd technically be under the parents' ownership. I don't
know.
I'm not up on my. I should probably ask my sister. She has kids now.
But I'm just saying, I don't think they play games. They're like, I don't care how this got on your device.
We weren't even allowed to bring Game Boys to school.
No.
Or Pokemon cards.
No.
You think kids are allowed to bring iPods?
I think they have. I think they do education with them.
So. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
I think they all do iPads. They're all on those devices.
Yeah, and iPads, all of those have cameras. Yeah. They should make a school version that doesn't have a camera.
Yeah.
So you can't
are devices that have that, but most of them, people are just like, oh, iPad, whatever.
Or just lock the camera.
Yeah. You got to put a lot of settings. I'm sure there's
they do.
Apps
for schools,
locks and stuff.
Yeah, for schools, you can it's pretty cool what you can do with iOS 9. Yeah. iOS 9 really opened up the whole education system for iPads. Anyways, we're not talking about dicks anymore. We're going to talk about superheroes.
Let's move on.
Because it's Monday, which means we're talking about superheroes and Star Wars. Tomorrow, come back less nerdy, quote unquote. Still kind of nerdy.
You say that. Yet.
It's not traditionally geeky.
It's more... But this is mainstream now. So
Yeah, so if you think you're a geek because you listen to this, like me... Mm-hmm. Well, I don't listen to this, but...
Hey, you did the past couple weeks.
No, not this. I only have listened to one episode a week, mm-hmm. which is horrible enough. I feel so bad for anyone who listens to our podcast. Actually, no, the weird thing is, a lot of the time, I'd have a stupid smile on my face because it would remind me of these conversations we had.
Mm-hmm.
And people would come to my desk and be like, why are you smiling? So it got to the point where I'm like, you don't want me to be happy at work?
They're like, no, you should look miserable me.
Why are you so...
you gotta
and
be
it's
in
like
a bad
because
mood.
We're talking about something the Max episode. Remember when you just went over the whole movie?
Yes.
That put a big
smile
on my
face.
That was awesome. That made me really happy.
We've done that a couple times. It was so much fun where we just recap a whole movie. From a vague memory, we did... Or when you saw that, what's the movie with the dad? The two dads or something?
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
That was awesome, though.
It was
And we kept... The couple weeks after, we kept pushing people to listen to that because we were
Rick Moranis episode.
And I think we had like Usher on or somebody off, and we kept talking about it. And he's like, "What are you guys doing?"
Yeah, he's like, "What are you guys even talking about?" It's
such never heard of this.
And I was like, "You have to see it. It's all on YouTube."
Yes, that's the best part.
And it's like, what is it? My Best Dad or something? It's something stupid.
Yeah, some stupid title. Anyways.
So, tomorrow, The Leftovers. Wednesday, We Viewed, Reviewed, and Discussion. So those are the episodes I've been listening to a lot lately, because I'm working on I think I finished the spreadsheet. I need to, I'm going to listen to more episodes. See, because like we rated a movie like week 70 something, and then for like 10 weeks we didn't rate movies. We just said yes or no. You're listening to. Yeah, that's where like, yes. Should we try it?
No.
Because like Anna was on an episode and we told her to rate a movie out of 8.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can't find any episodes before that or after that where we're like, we're going to do the rating system out of 8.
What if just came up with it on the fly and then like, that's what we're doing, but we never announced that that's what we're doing from now on?
Or I thought about it like during the week I was like, we should rate movies.
Or we talked about it off the podcast and then we were like, oh, yeah, we should do this. And then we just didn't explain that's what we were doing. We assumed they can hear us before the podcast, right? Can't they just hear what we're saying?
Just always recording.
Exactly.
Make it so that, or and then I also realized that we talked about stuff like we would echo where Usher saw a movie and then I'd say something about that movie and then you saw the movie like 2 weeks later and then I'd say the same exact thing about that movie.
Well, because that's how you felt about the movie.
No, like, but it's just something I heard about the movie.
Oh, you didn't even see the movie?
I didn't even see the movie. Or like, let's say it was Jurassic Park. This is like a random fact I know about Jurassic Park. Like, oh, do you know the Jurassic Park ride took longer time and more money to make than the movie?
Yes.
So like Usher would see Jurassic Park like week 75 and then I would say that fact on the podcast, and then week 77 I would forget that I said that fact on the podcast and then say it to you as if it was new information.
Oh, I would assume it would be the other way where it would be just me and you, and then he comes and then you say it again because he's a new person there and you're like talking to him.
No.
But if it's not that way,
but then also I was listening to episodes backwards, so it might have been like that.
Yeah, because if it's like that, then you're just saying it to Usher because I already knew.
Yeah.
But you're saying it to him because he didn't know.
Yeah.
It's like a real conversation. You would repeat it in different company.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, Wednesday, We Viewed, Reviewed. And Discussion. Thursday, America's Sweetheart, This Week in Movies in the Now, and Trailer Talk. And Friday, you get some Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday. So there's something for everyone on Destiny Pizzas, just like pizza is for everyone in real life, because there's a diverse type of pizzas.
Exactly. You can make any kind of pizza.
Yeah.
It's really...
Whatever you can make things that aren't even a pizza and call it a pizza, apparently. Because like Mexican pizza at Taco Bell, not really a pizza.
No. You basically just shape it in like a circle.
Any like circular slices foods and that has slices like is a pizza.
Like, there's a bare minimum definition for a pizza, and it's not that difficult.
Like, have you ever had, like...
Like a pie. Like could a pie be a pizza?
No, because it's more filling.
Mm-hmm.
Where if you did, like, a tart, I think you could call a tart, like, a fruit pizza.
Yeah. I don't know how far you could stretch it, but there are definitely tons of varieties where I'm like, that's not a real pizza to me. But.
Yeah, like, have you ever had that stuff where it's, like, almost like a pita bread, or it's, like, some type of flatbread, and then they just use, like tiny, like, shavings of herbs and, like, vegetables on it? Like, usually you get it at, like, the Purge Market. Sometimes they have it at Costco.
Uh-huh.
You just stick that thing in the toaster oven for, like, 5 minutes, and it's done. And it's, like, satisfying to eat. It's really fresh tasting and everything, but they call it, like... Mediterranean. No, it's not Mediterranean pizza. It's like Armenian pizza or something. I'm saying Armenian because my Armenian coworker brings them in a lot.
Yeah.
But it could be like, it's something like that where it's like.
Which just
like. It's not pizza.
But
it's like flat bread with stuff on it and it's circular.
Just like bread with topping, like circular bread. Not even circular.
Like technically, you like can bruschetta. Like... Is bruschetta a pizza? Because it technically has like tomatoes and cheese and it's on like a dough based or like a wheat based crust.
We need to go through that pizza book that you got and see like if there's any bizarre.
I was thinking about making, because like me and my friends do a certified gastronaut thing on Instagram. And a part of me in the back of my head, like in a very far, or if I guess my life is a bunch of burners, like a stove. Not burners like cell phones or guns. The furthest back one is all my book ideas, and one of them's like a certified gastronaut handbook, where if you're at a restaurant and you don't know what something is, it's like a dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
But then there'd be like, it's all food based. So it's like, oh, like what does this type of pasta mean? And maybe there's like a picture of pasta. Like it, so it's I guess like you'd have to look in the
guide.
Yeah, it's like but it'd be like a thick book, like this but size are we book
per location, or would
it no, it'd just be like be anything.
Per
so it's like
type of food, like type of
no, like so there'd be like a chapter on fish. So it's like what every type of fish is, and then how it's prepared,
mm-hmm.
and then like maybe different types of frying and what it entails, mm-hmm. and then like so you'd have to use a glossary a lot in the back of the book.
Yeah, yeah, because I have to like, figure out, to where, find it out is. Where it is. Yeah,
but I think that'd be fun, or like different types of sushi.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll all just be about like different cuts, different cheeses. Like I feel like there's so much diversity in certain types of food that you can really
yeah.
And then like all that
big book,
all the research I do could be a tax write-off.
That's the way to go.
That's how the Zagat guide got started. So
oh yeah.
Let's get into the superhero news. Though. Sure. People are tired of hearing about this 20 minutes on dicks and whatever else we talked about. So all I'm saying is, like, you know what? Kids are going to be kids. Let them take dick pics. Just make sure that you lock that device down.
Yeah, don't get...
Give them, like, a Polaroid camera.
That'll be better. What is this contraption? They wouldn't know how to use it.
It does, like, a picture and it prints. That's, like, as close to a digital camera as you can get.
I don't know. Would kids understand that? They'd be like, but where is it on the screen? I don't get it.
Yeah, like, they you can't delete it. That's it. The thing. I remember when a digital yeah, camera, you could delete the picture, and I was like, mm-hmm. holy shit. And I had a digital camera that didn't have a screen.
Oh, yeah.
And it didn't have, like, the only way you could delete it is you delete all the pictures.
So bizarre.
Yeah, and it used a really weird type of media called smart media that was, like, really thin and really big. It was, like, twice the size of an SD card,
mm-hmm.
and it was just super thin, and it was, like, a 64 megabyte smart media card that cost an arm and a leg. And you could take like 120 pictures on that because mm-hmm. pictures were really shitty back in the day.
Yeah.
This is back.
Way back.
2000. Mm-hmm. 1999, 2000. I was ahead of my time.
Yeah.
Because I'm a spoiled brat.
You always got new devices.
I always got new
devices. Everyone was like, what is that? Like, they wouldn't
yeah,
even
they're like, what is that?
We didn't
that?
Even like, think it was cool. We were just like,
why are you listening to an what is that big white brick in your pocket?
A CD player. Come on, man.
Yeah, get an MP3 CD. I remember I wanted an MP3 CD player so bad.
Oh, yeah. Well, because you could get like 100 songs. You could like
100 songs on those
100 songs on one of those things.
And I had that tiny 64 megabyte MP3 player, the iRiver.
Yeah,
the tiny
yeah.
Good times back in the day.
Good times. Well, my favorite one is making fun of Usher because he had an iRiver. It's like a video on a screen.
He had video on the screen before iPod could do it.
Yeah. It's like, who would want that?
And now everyone watches. Like, I think people, do you think people watch videos on their phones more than listen to music? In the wide world of, like, whether it's YouTube or, like, streaming or video that's downloaded.
I don't know about more, but pretty close.
Pretty heavy.
Pretty close, because, like, you can get all video.
Like why Netflix would you, if you're near a power source, why would you listen to music? You might as well just watch music videos.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just thinking of people either at the gym or, like.
That's true.
Walking.
Or driving. But then we had a friend.
That's a lot of time.
We had a friend who would. In her car,
play
more
videos?
Often than not, there'd be music videos more than Ooh, music playing in the car.
Interesting.
And I was like, what the hell are you doing? Like, how?
What is this?
How do you do this?
I don't get it.
I don't know if she had like a bunch of DVDs burnt or something. That doesn't make sense, though. There must have been a... Oh, no, it would play from her iPod.
Phone, right?
But her or iPod, or yeah, her phone, I mean, it just had a shitload of music videos
yeah.
on it.
Yeah. Oh. Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But I was like, it's weird because sometimes the, like, music videos are more theatrical. So like,
yeah, it'll have an intro or an outro or like
yeah,
breaks
like,
in between where you're like,
where
what?
There's like shit happening.
Yeah,
that furthers
like,
the plot of the
you're
music
like,
video.
I don't care about the story. I want to hear the song.
I just want to hear the song.
Yeah,
yeah. Anyways, let's get into okay. Fine, we're actually gonna get into
for reals.
No, for reals.
All right.
20. Oh my god. This is why I have to go on job interviews to promote the podcast.
They're like. Every time we're like, well, we got 5 episodes a week, we try to shorten it, and then we just make it longer.
Yeah,
I think no matter what we do, we make
no matter
it
what
longer.
We do, we just yeah. Okay, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen movie news. League of Extraordinary Gentlemen is getting a new movie, as in like getting a reboot, not a sequel. Because
oh really? They won't bring Sean Connery back? At, like,
here, I think
90?
He retired. After
oh, he
this
retired.
Movie.
Yeah, this was his last movie.
Well, no, he did like a voice.
Oh, did he do a voice
for, like,
somewhere?
Some sheep movie?
Yeah.
Not Shaun the Sheep, but he was like a shepherd or something in a movie.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, there's a shepherd in Shaun the Sheep, but he wasn't him.
He's one of those, he's a silent character.
Yeah.
Can you voice a character, but him be a voiceless character? Probably not.
Probably not.
But I don't want to do that. Because then you don't have to do anything.
Like if they made a Jay and Silent Bob cartoon, does Kevin Smith get credit for being, well, I mean, besides the fact that he probably directed it, but like, does he get credit for being Silent Bob?
Well, what if they got to make like noises? I guess if they make noises.
Yeah, then it's still voice acting.
Yeah.
Unless it's like, what are they called? Grip? No. Gaffer? Who are the people who make the noises? Like doors noise?
I don't know. I don't know the term.
I'm close. People who make movie noises. I think it's a gaffer. Foley.
Okay.
Foley artist.
So yeah, you wouldn't pay a person to make noises. They would just be that. He would make all the noises.
Well, no, because like, those people are like the people who make like stepping noises. Yeah. So if they make like grunting noises and stuff.
Yeah.
Then I guess probably you would get a voice actor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if it was like a fart noise, you'd probably go to a Foley artist. Unless someone's known for their fart noises.
It's like, we need that guy.
I guess you'd have to...
It's like Michael Winslow or something who's like a voice, makes all the like Police Academy guy.
Isn't that his character's name?
I think that's his real name.
Oh wait, I don't think I've ever seen Police Academy then.
I've never seen. Well,
I always thought that was Bobcat Goldthwait.
Well, he's in Spaceball. You haven't seen Spaceballs, right?
No.
Yeah, he's in Spaceballs too. He makes noise. He's the dude that makes noises though.
I thought that was Bobcat.
No, yeah, Michael Winslow.
Oh yeah, the man of 10,000 sound effects is what his nickname
just,
is.
He just does all those voices.
Bobcat was the other guy who was like, ah, he like talks really weird. Mm. And he also directed that really screwed up movie, God Bless America. I just said that randomly. Like, no, that's the name of the movie.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So what are your feelings on this reboot?
Am I Captain Nemo?
First one? Well, they already got that other Captain Nemo movie, so you have a chance at this one, I think.
Yeah, now that there's two Captain Nemos in the world. You know what? No. I don't want to be Captain Nemo. I want to be Alan Quartermain.
Do that.
Or anyone else. I have the right.
Mr. Hyde?
I am Mr. Hyde in real life.
Dr. Jekyll.
Yeah, I'll be Mr. Hyde.
But it, like,
you cast Dev Patel as Dr. Jekyll. Me as Mr. Hyde, it's super believable.
It seems real interesting to make this movie when they're also making like the Universal Monsters where they got are those the only crossover characters in that? Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde?
Yeah, because it's who's in the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen? It's is it Huck Finn or is it the other one?
It's
Tom Sawyer?
I forgot which one.
And then there's Dorian Gray and Captain Nemo, Alan Quartermain. The Invisible Man.
Yeah, that's a crossover right there.
And then there's that one chick. It's like a vampire.
But I mean like first you got a vampire, invisible guy, and Dr. Jekyll, Mr. That's pretty close. Like that's three.
I don't even know what studio's putting this movie out. It could be Universal, because I think Universal had the rights to the last one, too.
True. So maybe they're like, we're just they're jumping like, in.
Dude, that'd be great. Could you imagine if there was... That's actually not a bad idea, I think. Because it's like an offshoot of the Avengers, where two of the Avengers would still be in it.
Yeah. But you think they would cross those over?
If it's the same studio, you'd have to.
Yeah, you would think.
And that'd be great. Could you imagine if they made like a... another movie where two, like a movie that doesn't have any other characters, but it is another team.
It's like West Coast Avengers or something, right?
Yeah. You're saying something like that. Yeah. Where
it's like I think Hawkeye was in the West Coast Avengers.
Yeah. So Hawkeye still appears and like another Avenger still appears.
Yeah.
But it's like they're not even the main focus of the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. They're just still
side characters. They're still side characters.
Yeah.
That's kind of sad for Hawkeye because he's always a side character.
Oh, he'll be the leader now, right? No, he still won't be the leader.
It's like always the bridesmaid, never the bride type situation.
Yeah. They're like, you're good in the background, man. It's okay.
Yeah.
You're doing all right.
But Yeah, I like it. If it is the same studio.
Yeah.
I really can't remember.
I mean, it's been long enough. I don't think people remember really that first movie.
You know what I'll always remember?
I mean, we do, but if you bring that up to people, they're like, what?
Can you guess what movie, what their rating is on Rotten Tomatoes?
For Leo the Extraordinary Gentleman?
Yeah.
Critics or overall? Or?
Critics.
Critics. They probably gave it...
Oh, yeah, it was Tom Sawyer.
41%?
Oh, you are so generous, my friend.
Oh, really? Really?
So generous. You want to give it another try?
If I'm so generous.
Okay, so IMDb...
I'll give you a 24%.
Very generous still.
Really?
So IMDb, that low? IMDb has gave it 5.8 out of 10.
Okay.
Which is, to me, a pretty decent rating.
Yeah.
For... That's almost 3 stars.
Yeah. I'll go with that there.
Rotten Tomatoes, 17%.
Those critics don't know what, but I bet the audience is like 41. You got to give the audience will give it more. I think critics are just sometimes they don't know what's up.
I'll tell you. I don't know.
All right, what are they saying? What was the audience people saying?
44%.
44. See, what did you say? Than I thought 41.
The first time that was 41.
41. Yeah,
that's pretty spot on with the audience.
So, see, I get that.
You're a man's man.
I'm every man's man. I understand moviegoers.
Joe the plumber over here.
Don't really understand.
What do you think Joe the plumber's critics. Up to? Did he kill himself?
No.
That would be. Do you think he making news?
You think he made any money from being Joe the plumber?
Probably. If Chewbacca mom.
Yeah.
She's at a con signing autographs.
Oh my gosh, I don't get people. I don't understand the world.
Do you think if Joe the plumber kills himself, it'd be make news?
Yes.
Does Sarah Palin attend his funeral?
No.
She has to.
Why?
She's the one who put him into the spot. Yeah. That's like Frankenstein not going to Frankenstein's monster, his funeral.
Yeah, but I feel like it would have to help her politically.
Okay, so the original movie was made by 20th Century Fox.
Ah, so not... But now, what is this movie? I'm assuming it would be 20th Century Fox again.
I think they probably have the rights to the story.
Yeah. So, doesn't look like a crossover.
Characters. Okay, so in the original...
Movie still made money.
Oh, there's Ishmael was in the original, too.
Call me Ishmael.
That's pretty cool. Invisible Man, Edward Hyde, Quartermain and his son, Wilhelmina Murray. Orlando, who's that? Oh, from the book by Virginia Woolf. Thomas Carnacki, who was the Idler. He was a detective. And A.J. Raffles, who was created by brother-in-law of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. He's a gentleman thief living in Albany, at the Albany. He plays cricket for the gentlemen of England and supports himself by carrying out ingenious burglaries. There's a lot of characters that I think they can...
Yeah, they can really reach into the bag of characters they got.
Oh, there's like an Irish person. That's an Irish mythology character. It was like a god or something is a hero. So there's a lot of characters. Anyways,
we got some Thor Ragnarok news. It's kind of spoiler if it's true. I assume you wouldn't care.
No,
about the details. Did you
read a lot of them?
You read them?
I believe so.
Yeah, so some Thor Ragnarok details that are rumored are
Jeff Goldblum is not reprising his role as Ian Malcolm.
No. Sadly, he's not going to be like, life finds a way.
We were so busy wondering if you could that you didn't think about if you should.
No, but he... Apparently, part of the plot is like Thor has to find a weapon or something to defeat Ragnarok. So that's where he encounters Hulk on basically Planet Hulk, like storyline. It's taken... Plot from
he's
that.
He's wearing armor and shit.
And he's gonna be wearing like armor. And then Jeff Goldblum's gonna preside over like the tournament or whatever, which is like it's basically a gladiator style battle where Hulk's like beating up everyone. So that's pretty exciting, I think.
Does it piss you off the whole time they're like, not Planet Hulk, not Planet Hulk, not Planet Hulk?
Kinda, but like I don't think they even knew what they were doing. Because I think this Hulk thing just came out of nowhere originally.
Yeah, I think people were like, Mark Ruffalo doesn't have enough.
They're like, we want a solo Hulk movie. Like, yeah. We're really not going to see Hulk for like, what would it be? 2050, so 3 years? We're going to see the Hulk for 3 years?
Good.
It's like, but I'm still curious, like, how much Ruffalo are we getting in this movie? This feels like a movie where you can be like, I'm going to do like 75% Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
But because I don't really feel like we need Ruffalo. I don't know what Ruffalo, I don't know what Bruce Banner talks about with Thor. I don't know. I don't get those two pairing. I get the Hulk talking to Thor, but Hulk doesn't talk yet. So I don't know if Hulk will.
I think he will now.
I think Hulk will talk in this movie. I'm going to go out and say it. Hulk will talk.
Yeah.
Well, he has talked before. He'll say more. He said, like, puny
God.
He's
like Caesar.
Yeah. He's like Caesar of Planet of the Apes. I'll say a couple words.
Just give him a few movies and he'll develop into a fully sentient.
Yeah, exactly. Talking. That's a very good comparison.
Is sentient... I need to look up the definition of sentient. I used it yesterday, and I think I used it wrong. I think...
Sentient is just like you're just aware.
Yeah, so...
Sorry, Hulk's... He's already sentient.
He's already aware, but like... What's fully developed? It's sentient means able to perceive and feel things, or feel things.
It's just a lie. Like all animals are sentient, yeah. Aren't they?
So like,
it's just like more applicable to a machine.
Yeah,
like Ultron became sentient.
Would you say that? Well, he was able to perceive, but he couldn't feel.
He couldn't feel. I think he can feel. I think Ultron can feel though.
Can Vision feel?
I think Vision can feel.
Can,
but not
what
like
about
to
like
the
a lobotomized
extent.
Person?
Are they? Did they become unsentient? I don't think I can.
That's what they should call it instead of lobotomized.
Unsentient.
Yeah, let's give him the desentientizer.
Sounds a lot nicer.
Term for ability to speak, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know if there is a term.
Aphasia? Oh, it's a disorder that you can't speak anymore. So I guess... aphasia causes impairments in speech and language modalities, which means, I guess... Everyone's like taking it another level. They're like, what do you call the ability to speak... or read to people's minds. I don't care. Anyways, yeah, that's crazy. Did you see... let's talk about the next thing.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, I read it. Did you read it?
I did not, but I saw a picture.
Okay.
Yeah, is it the same thing that has to do with this?
Oh, I saw that too.
Okay, so
it
that's what I was
saying. It is not... They kind of like revealed... They revealed... Like one of the villains.
Oh yeah, oh, I saw that one.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, that's the only thing I saw.
James
and then I saw the picture.
Let's talk about the picture first. Yeah. Because that's pretty cool. James Gunn was holding up Mjolnir,
mm-hmm.
and he posted on Instagram saying like, "I don't think that the term worthy is like, I think it's something along the lines of like, I think they're throwing the word worthy around too much,
because
it's him carrying it
with the hammer.
Yeah. Which makes me feel like my hammer is useless. I was like, that hammer looks so much... I need to get like a legit Thor's hammer. Mjolnir.
Yeah, this one's pretty cool.
My Mjolnir. It's because it's heavy.
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing cool. about it is yes. I like to bring it down to people and be like, I pretend like it's not heavy and then I give it to them and they're like, and I hold on to it still while I provide them and they're like whoa.
Boom. That is the cool part.
Like when my niece and nephew watched Thor, I was like, you know, I have that hammer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, it says in the movie, it says you have to be worthy and only Thor can hold that hammer. I was like, yeah, I'm Thor. Look at my beard. That's what I always go to whenever it's anything. They're like, you're not Santa Claus. I'm like, yeah, I'm Santa Claus. Look at my beard. I'm training. I'm working for Santa Claus right now. I'm going to be the next Santa Claus. My niece believes that.
Yeah, because you're bearded. You can be any.
It's because I'm bearded. And then for the month of December. Whenever she comes over, I pull my red hoodie out, and I only wear my red hoodie around her. And I'm like, I have
to
wear red.
You are planting.
Yeah. And then I'm like, you know what? Like, mommy knows that I'm going to be the next Santa Claus. Gammy, my mom, knows I'm going to be the next Santa Claus. But you can't tell anyone else. because I used to say, like, you can't tell anyone that I'm going to be next time. And then I told my sister that, and she's like, don't tell her that.
Don't,
like,
tell her not to say anything.
Don't tell, like, make sure you tell her to tell me everything. And I was like, oh, yeah, because bad things happen in the world.
Yeah. You have to tell people, but not random people.
Not random people. Well, no, she could tell. No, yeah, she shouldn't tell random people.
She shouldn't tell a dude on the street walking by and be like,
this guy's Santa Claus. Santa.
That's going to.
Because then that person's going to look at me and be like, gonna be Santa. The guy already looks like he's Santa.
He's Santa now, man.
Look at that belly. But yeah, so I do that with my Mjolnir. Mm-hmm. So what else did you hear about Guardians of the Galaxy?
Well, they said one of the villains, which I don't really know who the character is, but it was they're claiming the villain is Aisha, who I think is like
Aisha Tyler.
Aisha Tyler. But I don't know who that is in the comics, so it doesn't really help me out. But that was like the only bit of news that was really revealed. But that's still like a rumor and stuff. Still not getting much out about stuff. Everything's like a rumor now. They don't really, even though I think they're almost done filming that movie or like pretty close to it.
Very cool.
And seeing as far, like, James Gunn's pretty open too. He's been pretty secretive about this movie.
Yeah.
Although he's taking pictures with Thor's hammer and stuff.
That, and he, I think it's on, I think it's either on Instagram or Snapchat. I can't remember. But he posts, like, really shitty drawings of, like, whatchamacallit. Oh my God, my brain is fried right now. But what are those drawings that you do of, like, a frame when you're like, this is the shot we need? Like storyboard.
Drawing?
Yeah, so you post storyboard drawings every few like weeks, and he's like, "This is what we shot today." Let me see if it's on his, if it's on his Instagram, I can pull it up. But if you don't follow him on Snapchat, I highly recommend it. I think his username is Mr. James Gunn.
Yeah, he's really good on social media.
Yeah, because he just my favorite thing he does that I did a few times is he'll play a song, and he just like says it just says what song it is, and it makes me think like, I wonder if he's looking for the Awesome Mix number 2. James Gunn. Oh yeah, he does it on Instagram. So it's like what we shot Wednesday, and it's this is a storyboard. It's like you can't really tell. Like this was actually a good one where you can tell. I think that's Groot.
Yeah,
but it's
not like a detailed storyboard like drawing.
Like what?
It's even like a basic.
It just says flames in front of her face. Crash. 53. And then there's a circle with eyes that are angry, and then there's fire.
That tells me so much, you know? That makes me go back to, remember that a while back before Civil War and that like Russo Brothers Twitter account thing came out? I read an article about it like last month or so.
Or it was like a mystery account or something.
Yeah, right? It was like a mystery account, but then they looked back to it after the movie came out, and they're like, all this stuff like looks like it is from... It looks like it still was legitimate. Oh, yeah, like
pictures and stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah. Because you could see, like, it's like, oh, first, like, is this Spider-Man's first suit? And it does look like his suit.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they'd show, oh, this is from this. And, like, you can actually see everything. And I think it was a real account that this just, like, got messed. Like, I think it was a real account.
Like, someone on staff that, like,
I think it was the Russo Brothers. I don't know. I think it was the Russo Brothers' legit account.
Huh.
And, like...
That's pretty wild.
Because like they went back and they looked at all the photos and was like, oh, now we can see where this is this, this is
this. Okay, I thought it was like the Russo Brothers actually came out and said something.
No. They still wouldn't admit it, but it was like the weirdest thing.
Yeah, I remember that.
And like people started following it that were part of the production.
So yeah, that's why people assumed. That's why it was the
most legitimate.
Because like, didn't like Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans, like a bunch of the actual people follow it?
They started following it. And then all of a sudden they deleted the account and stuff. Yeah. But I think that was real. And, like,
interesting.
But it was like bizarre because like just...
After I totally forgot out, that existed.
Yeah, yeah, because it was so long ago. But I read like something recent on it because I forgot about it too. Mm-hmm. And then like I read something on it. It's like, oh, comparing what that Twitter account actually got right. It's like they were just matching up so many images. And, like this is like looks like the costume, and this looks like this and stuff.
That's pretty awesome.
So it's weird. X-Men news. Bryan Singer is taking a break from the franchise for a little bit. I think isn't he doing like 20,000 Leagues?
Yeah, so that's why I'm not going to be on that movie.
Yeah.
Because I heard he likes to
do
molest kids or something.
Yeah, some bad things.
I'm not that. I don't want to be Captain Nemo that bad.
Yeah, not worth it. Not worth it. So makes sense because it's like
allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah. Yeah, X-Men was kind of the conclusion of a trilogy, although it sets up more as like a prequel, so kind of odd.
Are you going to go back and watch the original trilogy? Or maybe just one, and then you can watch...
Well, maybe like, one and two, and then...
But, Days of Future Past.
Yeah, I'll skip that Last Stand one.
You just do that as a loop?
And just keep looping. Like, yeah.
You just do X-Men, Days of Future Past, one and two?
Well, it kind of erases... Like, Days of Future Past erases, like, one and two. So they don't even, like, matter anymore.
No, I thought it just erases...
No, it erases...
Erases two.
Raises everything because, like, once the timeline changes,
someone should edit that into chronological order.
Everything changes, yeah.
But you can just loop that with Apocalypse and just keep.
Well, technically, is in. Well, you. I guess you'd go first class. If you do chronological, well, if you're counting the Wolverines, then it gets even more convoluted. Well, if you're not counting the Wolverines, then
it'd be first class.
You do first class, then you do
Days of Future Past. Well, actually, you do like most of Days of Future Past.
Actually, you do first. You actually really would do first class, then you would do one and two, really, because after, well, you do one, two, and three.
Oh, yeah, because Days of Future Past starts
in the future.
Yeah.
So if you start that in the future, and that's when they go back and change everything. So
no, but then wouldn't you do first? Oh, and that's what brings about Apocalypse, future, right?
Yeah, because wouldn't be.
He wouldn't be there without
that timeline. Yeah, that's what ruined it is because people knew mutants and stuff were there. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course not.
And then I just watched Deadpool anyway.
Yeah.
Deadpool!
You just watched Deadpool over and over again.
I was supposed to watch all the X-Men. I ended up watching Deadpool a bunch of times.
Which is now on Blu-ray and stuff.
Yes, it's out.
Give us money for that.
We supported you, Deadpool.
Yeah. You know we're responsible for a lot of those sales.
Of course. We're hyping it up, you know?
This was interesting to me because I feel like it was an idea that I didn't share with anyone and then it was stolen
and then
from
it's
me.
Out there and you're like, hey, I had that.
Yeah. Onnit, which is a company that makes a lot of like supplements and workout stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They like posted this thing. They're like, we have a collaboration with Marvel coming on for some new workout equipment. And that was an idea I had where because of the Mjolnir... I was like, they should just make...
I almost thought you did mention this.
Maybe
like
I did mention
it.
A
while back.
I should find that podcast
and
see the shit out of
them. I don't know when it happened, but I feel like...
Because I was like, they should just do that for workout equipment. They should just make nerdy-looking workout equipment. But I think they took it a step further where I think one of them is like Captain America's shield that's weighted that you just like lift with your arm.
Okay. I saw a couple pictures of like, maybe this was something different, but it was like bench press, like the weights were Captain America shields.
That's
it could
cool.
be something different.
I think that's probably different.
Probably different, but the same.
Because I signed up for the email, but I never got an email about it. So let me see.
But is the Onnit stuff? Is it like shaped exactly like?
That's
that?
The thing. It says launching the summer. Like they don't have anything, but it says launching. The leader in unconventional training equipment is teaming up with the world's or with the biggest heroes in the Marvel universe to form a team of truly epic proportions. Introducing the Onnit Marvel Hero Elite series of fitness equipment. Launching this summer, Onnit will introduce a series of functional fitness equipment. That's what they always say. So they have like these battle maces that look like these weighted baseball bats that you could technically use to beat someone with.
Yeah.
So it's like equipment inspired by iconic Marvel characters and designed to help you build super strength. And then just enter your email address. So I signed up for it.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know what it is. And I assume like there's going to be like a Mjolnir like kettlebell and stuff like that.
Yeah, you would think. I mean, you'd be disappointed if it's not.
Yeah, because then it's like...
It's like, wait, what? What are you
saying? The only problem is, like, there's no... Like, with a traditional kettlebell, like, there's an easy way to hold it. With Mjolnir,
that's what I'm
you
saying.
Can, like, tweak your wrist.
Everything
too much
is all, like, not weighted properly.
Yeah.
So I don't know how it would work. Unless it's, like, a double-sided Mjolnir.
Which wouldn't be a Mjolnir anymore.
No.
It would just be a dumbbell.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, also, if you order Loot Crate, don't use the Infinity Glove because it is not good at holding, preventing heat. There's a recall
on it. Oh,
really? Yeah.
But it looks so cool.
It looks so cool. So that's why I was like, they're like, we're going to give you information on how to return those. And I was like, I don't want to return mine. I'm going to keep mine
on
the
cool.
wall.
Yeah. Well, I think like, they're not making new ones, though. They're just taking them back
know.
For money.
That's,
like,
I think they're just, I don't want money. Unless.
Yeah, I want you to give me one that works or I'll just keep this one.
Yeah. I did the
it's
same.
Like, it's not like you're really going to use
it. That's actually how I do with most recalls. I'm just like, no.
Yeah. It's like, I don't care.
when I was a kid, my lightsaber toys, I got, my mom bought me the Star Wars lightsabers. Well, I guess I should say my parents bought me the lightsabers. But there was a recall because the batteries inside would leak and then the acid would come out.
Yeah.
And in my head, I thought that like they were just going to not sell Star Wars lightsabers anymore.
Yeah.
I didn't think of the possibility that they were going to fix it.
Yeah.
Or just sell a new one.
They're like, Star Wars, they're too dangerous because that's the only way they can make it is having leaking batteries.
And like before I was born or before I bought them, like no one had them in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like the ones that you just like flick and then they extend.
Yeah.
No, so I still have them.
Yeah.
And they just don't, my mom's like, yeah, you can keep them as long as you don't put batteries in them. And I was like, okay, fair deal. So I guess they're not really lightsabers. They're just
they're just kind of big sticks.
They're just like big red and green sticks.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Spider-Man 4 news. This is weird.
You're like, what? Spider-Man 4?
Yeah. So concept art finally got revealed for Spider-Man 4, which is like going to be the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
With like the Vulture and Mysterio. And it was like Bruce Campbell as Mysterio.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know who was the Vulture. It looked a lot like the Vulture from the comic book, though, which was surprising.
Yeah, it did, yeah. Yeah, you would think they'd go a different route, but no, they look legitimate.
Did you see this?
Yeah, I saw it.
Pretty cool looking.
Yeah, yeah.
It's interesting to see what could have been.
I'm kind of excited, but even though it's not happening or wasn't going to happen, but interesting that they went that far. Like, they really thought 3... I mean, 3 made a lot of money, though. Like, I think it made the most money out of the 3 Spider-Mans.
But it was just so bad.
Yeah. It's just crazy how much, like, fans saying, oh, I don't like that movie, even though so many people saw it. It's like, it's not purely money-driven. Like,
I think Tobey Maguire was getting old.
Yeah.
What's Her Name was getting old.
Mm-hmm.
James Franco, that guy's, like, ageless. It's weird.
Yeah, he still looks the same.
I think they must have just poorly negotiated the contracts at the beginning.
Yeah.
Because that's something we don't know. We can look it up. But
yeah, it's hard to tell because I can't imagine they signed him up all for 4 movies.
Yeah, back then,
I'm like, that sounds crazy.
Because that was one of like the ones that started.
Yeah, that it was like X-Men, then this, and then Spider-Man is really what exploded everything into like, oh, everyone's gotta make like, and they're like, we're doing Batman again. And it was like Spider-Man really.
Oh wow! Okay. He got $50 million. To make Spider-Man 4 and 5.
Jeez.
And the deal allowed him to take time off to spend time with his daughter between 3 and 4 and 5.
Damn. So he already had like a contract and everything.
But he would have to film the 2 movies back to back over 6 months.
Huh. I haven't heard anything about this. Huh. What the heck were they going to do for 5?
He would earn $50 million in salary and profit shares from the 2 movies.
Oh, wow. That's good. Maybe that's what it was. They were like, this is too much
money.
So,
yeah, he would get 6 months. And then... Oh, and he got early mornings and evenings off during those 6 months.
Yeah. I guess it's true with also the money is that since the word of mouth about 3 was so bad, they're like, everyone's going to go into 4 assuming it's going to be bad, even if it could be good.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'll be like, it's already not going
to
make as much
money. Spider-Man 4 was scheduled to be released April 30th, 2011. That's pretty late.
Yeah, they were going to go, like, because, 2000, I don't know when 3 was released.
I can let you know when 3 came out.
But, like, didn't
2007?
The 4 years?
4 years.
That's pretty crazy. Because when did Amazing Spider-Man come out?
Honestly, 2011? 2012? Let me see.
Yeah, because 14 was 2, it was Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Oh, wait, no, it was after... It was after I was already 21 because I was already friends with Ian. Because I remember that's one of the things I count as when our friendship started. Is when he showed up at my 21st birthday and I didn't really expect him to.
That may have been 2011, that summer then.
No, because it was after Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince Part 2.
Must be 2012, that summer.
I typed in Amazing Spider-Man, do you think? 2012.
2012.
Amazing Spider-Man.
So it just deleted a year. From that other one.
Rebooted the whole thing.
Yeah.
For the release.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Considering they already developed the idea for 4 and they're like, tear it down.
Scrap it. Yeah. How much money do you think he got?
Toby?
Yeah. Because usually you get a lot of that.
Do you, you get money still, even if they don't go?
I know a lot of actors do that deal where they get money even if the movie isn't made. Like Denzel has that kind of deal, but he's Denzel. Will Smith has that deal. I think Will Smith.
I wonder if that's what happened to the Marvel people. Like when they originally signed them, like, they're not going to do all these movies.
Yeah, they're like,
I'll sign on this deal. Yeah.
Seven
movies. Fool, that's not going to work.
Seven movie contract. I'm going to sign up for
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Kind of they'll make maybe one, maybe two, and then I'll get my
Who's
money.
Been in seven superhero movies exactly. besides Hugh Jackman?
I mean, it's like,
well, even at the time, Hugh Jackman wasn't.
Looking at 2008, like, there hasn't even been seven superhero yeah. movies in 10 years since this moment.
So, like, sign me up. And Samuel Jackson's like, dude, you can sign me to a 1,000 movie deal.
Yeah,
I don't give
no
a
way.
Shit.
I just want the money.
As long as I get to golf. That was a weird voice.
I don't know what that voice was.
It was like, if it was a little deeper, it would have. I feel like I got his, like.
Yeah, his cadence.
His cadence, right? But just the pitch was
yeah,
so wrong.
That's what it was.
As long as I get to golf. Nope. That was
that's
Obama.
More Obama.
Yeah. It's like somewhere between like Obama and whatever voice I did the first time.
Well, Samuel Jackson has like a cut, like he's the voice where he gets really hot, like
yeah.
really hot, and then somebody's just more subtle.
That's what I was trying to
he's
do, more the more
subtle.
The high
yeah.
voice. Let's see. Captain Marvel news. Brie Larson is the front runner, Ooh. Which makes me excited because she's an Oscar winner.
I really hope it happens. I think that's a perfect choice.
Which is weird.
It's surprising we haven't really heard that name too much. It's always
but
Emily Blunt.
I did predict the person who in my mind is similar to her,
yes.
which is that one girl who was in Free Samples, who I love also. Also got rough on. That was rough on. Also, don't type in Free Samples on Google unless you put IMDb. Well, if you're looking for the movie. What's her name?
Yeah, I would think that'd be a common word search.
Jess Weixler. Because in my head, they are very similar.
Yeah. And she's already... yeah.
Kind of.
A little bit.
If I just went like that.
Possibly.
Is it Brie Larson? What I'm doing is I'm showing Michael my screen for
like what is he, what
a
is
second.
He doing? What is he doing?
And then tearing it away.
Possibly, but now that I already know, not so much, but possibly.
It's the trifecta of the new blondes in what I call the new blondes. In Hollywood, which is Dakota Johnson, Brie Larson, and Jess Weixler,
mm-hmm.
where it's like the young blondes.
Yeah.
Well, they all look the same to me.
It's so much. Yeah. So, she's already been in Scott Pilgrim, as was Chris Evans.
Yeah.
It's in Scott Pilgrim as well.
So that's like a reunification.
Yeah. Although they weren't in a scene together at all in that movie, but.
No, because...
No, he's only in that like skateboard scene for like a second.
Yeah, and she's...
She's only in that one music scene. She's with Superman.
Yeah.
In the scene.
And Romeo from Boondock Saints 2, All Saints Day.
True.
I think it's been other stuff that I can't remember. But, yeah. What's her name in Scott Pilgrim? Alice...
Character name or act?
Character name.
Character name...
We know her real name, Brie Larson.
Oh, Envy Adams.
Envy Adams. Yeah.
And then they got two possible directors. Jennifer Kent, who directed The Babadook.
Which is a great movie.
And Nikki Caro, who directed, they said, Whale Rider was her most famous. I have not seen that movie.
I think, isn't that the movie where that young girl was nominated for an Oscar?
Oh,
was like one of the youngest people to ever be nominated, I think
really?
So.
Really? Yeah, so those are the top two contenders. Let's look at that movie.
Yeah, 2003.
Mm-hmm.
I think the girl was... She's 26 now. Mm. March 24th. Her birthday is very close to mine. Hello. Yeah, that made me
you
feel...
You could have been
I think, yeah,
10 years
I think
ago
she was,
could have been in... Oscar nominated.
At the time, she was the youngest person nominated in the Best Actress category. Mm-hmm. At the Broadcast Film Critics Association Awards for Best Young Actor and Actress, which she won. Oh, no. So at the Academy Award for Best Actress, she was the youngest.
person nominated in the Best Actress category. Okay. So, yeah, she knows how to direct young Oscar-nominated women.
There you go.
And this time she has a chance to direct an Oscar-winning young woman.
Yes.
And by young woman, I mean someone who's, like, I think close to our age.
Yeah. I think I forgot which one of these two directors, but they said about one of them, it's like, she thinks it's funny how they're saying there's not a lot of female directors in superhero movies. Like, why don't they ask blah, blah, blah. I forgot which one of these people it was, but why don't you ask Jennifer Kent or whatever?
And she's, I think, like, it was Jennifer Kent.
Yeah, she's like, people don't know, but I've been offered things, but I just say no to them.
Ooh.
But she's, like, turned down. So she's probably been offered other movies and turned them down. So it's like, she's saying, well, it's not necessarily, I'm like, they're not offering them to me. I'm just,
you know what?
No.
I like Brie Larson a lot because, you know, I know what she tweeted.
All right.
A day ago.
Okay.
8:14 a.m., June 4th, 2016. This is what she tweeted.
All right.
You're right, but men go through this too. 2.78 million men are survivors of sexual assault in the United States alone. Mm-hmm. She's replying to a tweet that says, it's disgusting that women have to go through this. No one should have to go through what she has. And that was the reply to the most important thing. Oh, there's so much. Okay, I'm not going to read. There's just, it's just tweet replying to tweet saying like something about like women being raped. And then the person is a man saying like, it's disgusting that women have to go through this. No one should have to go through what she did. And then she's like, you're right, but men go through this too. So she is defending. I think people don't think about that too much.
I know. It's terrible is how it's like.
Like domestic violence.
We all understand rape and sexual assault. The numbers are like huge in the other direction, but it doesn't mean you can just ignore everything. And that's what people tend to do. It was like Kit Harington. It's a completely different thing.
Oh, that was horrible.
What are you saying? Like,
he got so much flack for that.
He got so much for it, but he's
men get sexism too because I'm more than just my hair.
Yeah. And everyone understands it's not to the same degree.
Yeah. But if you heard what my coworker says about his hair.
Yeah.
And then what she says about me.
Mm-hmm.
People would think it was like sexual harassment.
Yeah.
Because she's like, why is your hair not like Jon Snow's? And I was like, what are you trying to do to me?
Yeah. So
and she's like, let's go to happy hour. I was like, I cannot go to happy hour with you. I'm worried you'll take advantage of me. And then I tell all my John coworkers, Snow. This person's trying to take advantage of me.
So like, I don't believe you.
Which I think is borderline sexual harassment the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the kind of workplace environment I go to work in. People always say, how bad can it be? Your work for your family's company. There are two women who are trying to sexually harass me
on a daily basis.
And I don't say anything because I'm supposed to be a man. Well, now Brie Larson has my back.
She's opened it up. Opened up the conversation.
Yeah. Anyways.
Anyway. Batman news. Batman solo film. Ben Affleck says his movie's going to be an original story. So he said he's going to obviously take adaptations from other stories, like steal from other stories, which is like,
oh, I thought you said steal like movie with Shaq.
Oh no,
that weird
Blue Steel.
Yeah, something. Blue Steel.
No, like obviously he's like concepts and things, but he said he doesn't want the audience to already know exactly beat for beat what the film's gonna be.
Good.
So
I guess
that's kind of like obvious, and that's kind of what every movie is. Like Civil War, it's like, oh, they're doing Civil War. Yeah, but like it's just an adaptation.
Yeah.
Nothing's ever. Has there been even one? I don't think there's ever been a superhero movie that's straight up. Like animated movies.
What about 300?
Of course. I don't know the Watchmen. Source material. I don't know the source material too well. So maybe that's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Not beat for beat, but pretty damn similar.
Yeah.
Like Sin City. I think those are the chances
Sin City
we have.
Sounds like one that would be.
I think 300. I forgot what there's like some major differences, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Flash news.
Yeah, we thought the movie was going away. It's not, apparently.
No. It's coming back in a big, bad way, in my
it
opinion.
It is. Good
Rick
news, I think.
Famuyiwa is directing. He directed the movie Dope, which, if I look at our handy-dandy spreadsheet...
Oops.
Not my calendar. Oh, wait. If I look at the handy-dandy spreadsheet, we both gave it, it has an average of 6.5 out of 8. So that's pretty great rating.
We very much enjoyed this movie.
Yeah, I gave it a 7, Mike gave it a 6.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you give it a 6?
I liked it. That 6 is a good score.
You're correct.
I like 6. 6 is a good score.
And Namor. Was this the full title? Namor, like Prince of the Deep or something? Or?
Is he the king of Atlantis?
I don't know.
I think he is. He's something to do with Atlantis.
Yeah. Anyways, rights are back at Marvel, according to Joe Quesada.
I did hear this, and I also...
I don't believe it.
I also heard that he said the same thing like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And then a year later, Kevin Feige's like, no, yeah, we don't have it. And that was like in 2013.
Happy belated birthday, Kevin Feige.
Ah.
It was a birthday a few days ago.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah. Kevin Feige. Good for being born.
Good for being born. I like Kevin Feige, man. I'm glad I'm glad that whole Polementor thing got resolved and he's still there. I'm glad to have Kevin Feige.
Me too.
He makes the Marvel universe run.
What it is.
Run smoothly.
But yeah, so you're saying?
Namor.
So do you believe it?
No. I don't. I think it's still like iffy. Because it's like it's in one of those Universal deals still. I still think it's that. It's like the Hulk.
You know what? Joe Quesada, if you want to come down to Mission Viejo, California, you can tweet me at Dhruv Patel or at Destiny Pizzas. We'd love to have you on the podcast and you can explain this to us.
Yes. But I will tell you a weird thing about this news. Like, I feel like news travels at weird speeds.
Because
he said this on Fat Man and Batman, Kevin Smith.
When?
Like last week.
Okay.
Or something. So they put it out on the podcast, but he also has a YouTube channel, which is also that.
Joe Quesada or?
No, Batman on Batman. Okay. And I feel like the news came out right after they posted it on the YouTube channel.
Just because people don't listen to podcasts, Mike.
I guess, but that it was weird to me. I was
We're
like,
making a mistake by not uploading our faces onto YouTube.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what it is.
Onto the YouTube.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It just makes me... It's weird how it travels like that. It was odd.
Legion news.
Yes, that X-Men type TV show. FX has picked up the series.
Crazy.
So that's exciting. And I think I did read something about, I don't know if it was a producer, a writer, or somebody. He said that it's going to be like an anthology series. It's not going to be an anthology series because it could go multiple seasons. But they said it's going to be like an underlying story. It's not going to be a villain of the week to week thing. It's going to be a story throughout the series, throughout the season or whatever.
Yeah. And video game news.
Yes. A video game that we started the podcast really with.
Yeah.
Injustice Gods Among Us, the sequel. It is rumored that it's going to be released in March 2017.
So far away.
It is so far away.
What would you want to see from this game that the first game didn't have?
Some different characters, of course.
Like who?
Obvious. Let's see.
Pretty great character list.
Pretty great character list. I'm just saying, like, Gorilla Grodd. Be cool, just like cool ones, more like Flash. Like since the Flash TV show has become so prominent, just some Flash villains. Maybe some King Shark or some Zoom or Reverse Flash or something. Like didn't just any more Flash villains would be. Pretty
How about
cool.
some
Flash is pretty
people
big.
Who aren't heroes, like superheroes, but like whatchamacallit? Like maybe
Jimmy Olsen.
Yeah, or what's his name? Oh my god, the cop. The dude, the main guy, Jim Gordon.
Jim Gordon.
You want to fight as Jim
Gordon?
That'd
be pretty cool. He could shoot people and stuff.
Oracle. She's just in a wheelchair.
That'd be cool. Yeah, because in Injustice, I mean, they got like Batman fighting Superman, like, and like the power differentiation doesn't really matter in the video game. It's just like whoever. So, and then just like the story in of itself, like the
more villains maybe, because I feel like there's some villains.
Yeah, that's
like,
why Kev was bringing up villains. I'm like, there's. I think, like was, Batman villains. I think it was like even actually.
Yeah, but they didn't have like Mr. Freeze or Killer Croc. Like they made an appearance
deeper.
In the game.
It was more
but...
it was more like they had Killer Frost over like
Yeah.
Like Mr. Freeze. I'm like,
a lot of that was to like sell stuff though.
Yeah. That's true.
Because they sold a lot of merch for that and comic books and stuff. It was crazy.
Yeah, you're right. But they do, I guess they did need more female characters too.
Yeah.
Because they got like Harley Quinn, Killer Frost, and Poison Ivy would be cool to see.
Yeah.
But yeah, they had some pretty good characters.
Did they have Catwoman?
Yeah, they had Catwoman. She had that weird storyline where you turn into a cat, remember?
Oh, yeah.
You were a cat in like Insecurity. That was like the oddest.
That was so weird.
It was so bizarre. It's like, how is this in this game?
Yeah.
What is this? Yeah, the story in that game was pretty cool. So I don't know what you'd do for a sequel. I don't know if you'd...
Because we killed Superman, didn't we?
Yeah, because that's how the game ends.
Is
You put him in the Phantom Zone.
Yeah.
Maybe he breaks out. Like, I don't think that's a good story.
You really can't do that.
Yeah. So
How many Kryptonians break out of the Phantom Zone? It seems like every freaking Kryptonian does.
That's true. It's not a very secure place.
No.
Apparently. But I'm excited for what they could come up with.
Yeah. And Star Wars news, Rogue One.
Yeah, very interesting news coming out of this. Disney executives are ordering extensive reshoots, they say, and the rumor is it's roughly 40%. Now, they deny some of those rumors, but there's just a lot of noise coming out of the Rogue One, and like they're trying to say, oh, every movie does reshoots, and like these were already scheduled. It's like, we get that, but like, there's some hubbub going on these reshoots. It's like there's some rumors that it's saying, oh, we want a lighter tone to match with Force Awakens and A New Hope.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying like, oh, like, but it's supposed to be like a war movie. And then like other guys are backtracking saying, no, no, we're still going to be a war movie. But it's just like so much noise coming out.
Yeah.
Like it not doesn't sound good, but I mean, it's still Star Wars, so everyone's going to still see it. But it's just interesting, all this noise coming out of the...
But it's not a bad thing. Like, every Marvel movie since the beginning of time has gone through reshoots. Not this extensive, but have gone through reshoots. Back to the Future, extensive reshoots.
Yeah.
Which we've discussed on the podcast a long time ago. We talked about the whole Aristotle
shot a whole new, like, five-week thing. So,
yeah.
In Back to the Future. But it's just, I kind of hope it's not the, like, the lighter tone or thing, whatever, because I
want a darker tone.
I want it to be like I want each move, like especially the standalone anthology one. That's like
where there's like zero to a little force.
Like, yeah, it's like we don't have to just we're in that we like the world.
I want death and murder.
I want it to.
I want all of them to die at the
end.
I
want it to be a war movie and be like, whoa, that what did I just watch?
Yeah, I'd be like, God, really gave us like bunnies and unicorns.
Yeah.
In Star Wars.
Like, yeah, Star Wars is such a nice, happy, like, oh, the Jedi's are like hippies in this world. Now we're like death, destruction. This is the real cost.
Yeah, I want to see some PTSD shit.
Yeah.
I want to walk out of the theater fucked up.
Yes. And like, I want to get out of the movies over. I know they're not going to do a sequel to this movie, obviously, because that's A New Hope. Yeah. So it's going to be like, what did I just watch? This is madness.
Yeah. No, this is Yavin 4.
Exactly. This is the...
Oh, that reminds me. So I've been like, I've wanted this like badass Star Wars. I shouldn't say that. Badass Star Wars jacket.
Yeah.
So I bought rocker panels, which are like the patches that go above and under like a biker's thing. And it says, the top one says Rebel Scum and the bottom one says Yavin 4.
Yeah.
And then in the middle, I'm going to put this patch, which is a blown up Death Star.
Pretty sweet.
And I'm going to wear that to Disneyland. Because I bought a denim jacket just for that.
Nice.
So I'm pretty excited.
It's pretty cool.
And it's like black and red. It looks badass.
What kind of font? Is it like you custom, like something you customized?
Yeah, I got custom ordered.
Okay.
Someone made it by hand.
Interesting.
I paid too much money for this and waited too long for these patches. I didn't realize I should have just... Well, it looks just like a biker jacket now.
Pretty
I just
cool.
need to get them sewn on. And that's what I'm scared about because it needs to look good.
Yeah, it needs to... Look like legitimately made.
Yeah. And then I have like a small rebel patch that I want to put on like a sleeve or something.
Nice.
So, yeah. Han Solo movie.
Rogue One.
Yeah. Still Rogue One news. Tony Gilroy, who's the writer of Bourne Identity, the Bourne series.
Probably not. Not the Jeremy Renner one.
Yeah.
I would think.
And a new stunt coordinator are going to help with reshoots.
Mm hmm.
And Han Solo movie starts filming in January of 2017.
Nice.
So probably when that movie's done filming, we're probably going to have, and they're probably going to play Injustice 2 on set.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to be like, we're ready to go. Play some Injustice 2.
Yeah.
Gods Among Us. Is that where this whole thing started? I think Injustice, where all this, like, because I feel like the tone of Injustice is kind of what the tone of, like, the Man of Steel world is.
Yeah.
The tone of, like, I feel like it's all from the same thing.
I feel like the Batman is very...
Yeah, the Batman is
Batman
very...
Batman from Batman vs. Superman is very Injustice inspired. Yeah,
that's what it seems like. And, like, even, like...
Even the
Batcave. I feel like they want... Even, like, Superman, I feel like they want him to go the Injustice route and be evil.
Be so. Evil at the end? That's what I expect.
That's what it looks like. Because it's such that... That tone is so
well,
similar.
Well, I mean, Aquaman is very Injustice inspired. Even... Because Aquaman...
Yeah. Even Injustice, the Flash. Like, the Flash suit is very Injustice. So it feels very Injustice inspired.
I think that was their way of being like, this is the new DC.
Yeah.
Our Aquaman doesn't just swim with fishes. He kills sharks.
We put gods in the title. Yeah. See, gods and men, gods.
What if one day humans are dead? Aliens come down and they're like, these are what they pray to. This is what they
these
worship.
These gods.
They worshipped us. Look at this. Superman is a space alien like us.
We could have ruled them.
Yeah. If only our light travel worked faster. They loved aliens. Look at this. Star War. On Netflix today, Dark Web. Be careful on the Dark Web, though. I went to the Dark Web one time.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that illegal? No?
I have no idea.
I didn't even go there. I didn't buy anything.
I don't know anything about the Dark Web.
I went to silkroad.com just to see if I could. And then I just wanted to poke around. And then I didn't buy anything because it was very scary. And I was like, how do you not get caught sending drugs and or weapons and or false government
ideas?
Is
it like once you get to the Dark Web, you can go anywhere on the Dark Web? Or
no,
like
you have to know
there's sections. There are like sections of the Dark Web.
I don't think there's like a Dark Web search engine, if that's what you're asking.
I don't know. I guess like the Dark Web is not like this one thing. I got to the Dark Web, now I'm on the Dark Web. I can go wherever.
The Dark Web operates like, just like the regular internet, where you have to know the websites.
Okay. You just can tell how little I know about the Dark Web.
I think I could put you on the Dark Web and you would not know the difference.
Okay. Except I was wondering if it looked different.
It probably wouldn't look as good.
It wouldn't just say Dark Web up in the corner?
No.
Like, I think you just put Dark Web and...
And then that's it?
Yeah. Maybe I'll put that on the real web. On the regular internet, I'll put Dark Web.
Yeah, on Destiny Pizzas, we just put Dark Web in the top left-hand corner.
What happens if you search Dark Web on Google?
It'll probably be like how to access. It'll probably be like a life hacker article on how to access the Dark Web, which is probably the guide I followed.
That's how I get here.
Yeah. Come back tomorrow for The Leftovers, where we're going to talk about some sequels and some casting and some. That's actually all we're talking about, and a
usually
new movie,
mm-hmm.
and some TV and MMA news. We've been lacking the MMA news for a while. We got some big MMA news, which might actually be the end of MMA news. Mm. I might. So.
Mm. Even right before UFC 200.
I don't give a fuck.
Mm.
Like Nate Diaz says, I don't give a fuck.
Mm. Interesting.
So, yeah, come back tomorrow for that. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.